This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr live from the Wendy's studios. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's within 24 hours. Go to any participating Wisconsin Wendy's, get yourself a free chocolate or vanilla Frosty. Bucks currently riding an 8-game winning streak, which is a beautiful thing. Being joined now by a guy that, as his Twitter profile says, he has seen Tom Brady and Jason Kidd play in high school. He is Bill Williamson, covers the Las Vegas Raiders for SB Nation. Check out his site, silverandblackpride.com. Follow him on Twitter at bwilliamson, NFL. I wanted to get you on because obviously covering the Packers back in the day for the Appleton Post Crescent and so forth, I really wanted to get your thoughts on what we're seeing here from Aaron Rodgers because it's very Favre-like in my opinion, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, it's been that way for a few years, hasn't it? At least a couple. And, you know, we thought there was some ending to all the mystery last year, and yeah, it was almost like, okay, let's just get back together for one last year. Didn't work out, of course, no playoffs. And now all the tea leaves look like he probably won't be the Packers quarterback this year if he'll play at all. And I just think he's just enjoying it, it seems like. And, it's really interesting. And because, you said I cover the Raiders, I'm keeping a very close eye on this because it may affect the Raiders here real quick.
So let's talk about this. So, I mean, this dude, Aaron Rodgers, goes on Pat McAfee's show on Tuesday and starts talking about how he's going to get away from a couple days. He's going to just sit in the dark in some house somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And then after that, he thinks he'll have a decision. I mean, do Raider fans really know what they're getting themselves into here with Aaron Rodgers off the field?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's something I've certainly been thinking about in the last couple of days because it would be my job to write about all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't know if they care quite yet. There'll probably be a point that they would. But I think, this is a team that needs a quarterback. They're moving away from Derek Carr. And, Aaron Rodgers is probably the best of the feasible options, probably the best short-term option. I mean, yeah, I think they'd love to get their hands on Lamar Jackson, but how likely is that? So I think getting Aaron Rodgers for at least this season would be the Raiders' best chance of, making a playoff run.
We've seen Aaron Rodgers with Mike McCarthy, and it became Aaron Rodgers' way before that relationship was over. We saw Aaron Rodgers with Matt LaFleur, and again, it's pretty much majority Aaron Rodgers more than it's Matt LaFleur's team at this point. How is Josh McDaniels going to handle this? Because this is something that, to me, as a guy that follows the Packers, has followed Rodgers his whole career, their two personalities and their two egos seems to me to might not be such a great fit once they get both in the same room.
Yeah, I mean, last week I wrote a pro con of bringing Aaron Rodgers to Las Vegas, and one of the cons is that potential relationship. I mean, they've both kind of, for lack of a better word, maybe clashed with some, people in the roles, that opposite role, whether it's a coach or a quarterback. And I just don't know if it'd be the greatest fit. But Josh McDaniels has to win right now. He had a really disappointing first season in Las Vegas. And so if Aaron Rodgers, and it wouldn't be a long-term relationship because Aaron Rodgers is going to be 40 in December. So maybe he'd say, okay, Eric, can you you know, fix, you know, let's see is how far we can go with this guy and then move on. But yeah, I think there would be some, you know, some interesting moments between those two if they were able to work together.
Davante Adams picks up, leaves the Packers high and dry, says it's been real, Aaron. I got to go play with my buddy Derek Carr. He gets to play with his buddy Derek Carr for 1 year, and now it looks like Derek Carr obviously is on the outs with the Las Vegas Raiders. What went wrong between Carr, Adams, that offense? I mean, Jacobs had a monster year as far as what he did, but what really went wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question, and I think a lot of it points to Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels wasn't going to be the scapegoat here. Derek Carr is an easy scapegoat because the offense didn't get better with, you know, with him and Adams together. They didn't make the playoffs after winning 10 games. So somebody had to leave, and it wasn't going to be McDaniels after 1 year. And it's the quarterback who's been average for 9 years and, you know, no playoff wins, two playoff appearances. It's the easiest of the avenues, and, you know, when they made that contract last year, they wanted him to be around. They wanted him to make it. You know, they wanted him to be the quarterback of Josh McDaniels' Raiders. It was just kind of flat, didn't work out. They gave themselves the out of getting it done next week. You know, the 15th of February can be the deadline where they can cut him and not take a huge hit. But if you look at the situation, they're in a tough spot because they can't. They're going to have a hard time trading him because of the no-trade clause. So that just shows you that they wanted, the way this thing was set up, they wanted it to work. It just hasn't. And, you know, Derek Carr get a raw deal? Yeah, he did. Is it time for him to leave? Yeah, it probably is.
That is crazy to me because when you hear that the Raiders are involved for Aaron Rodgers, okay, it makes sense. Rodgers, Davante Adams, that offense is ready to go. They got the tight end the Packers have been trying to get forever in Darren Waller. He got a good ground game. Everything makes sense. But you're going to give up some draft capital. And I saw earlier today that there's some talk or some thinking that the Packers want at least two ones in order to get trade Rodgers to somebody. Me personally, I would like a one and two both years, but we'll see how this ends up playing out. But if you give up that much draft capital, and let's say Rodgers only plays a year or two, what then? Because if you're not getting anything back in return for Derek Carr and he just walks, like, you're really setting yourself up for a fall once Rodgers is done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be nuts if you give that much up for him. You know, I mean, for what? In 2 years tops?
Tops, yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I am very fascinated to see what the trade market would be for him, how many teams would be interested, and what the comp would be. And I'd be shocked if it's – I'd be kind of surprised if it was even 1-1, to tell you the truth, because of what we're just talking about. And so, yeah, super fascinating. If you're the Raiders and you look at it, you might say, okay, let's just worry about it in the draft and try to figure this out in the draft and take a quarterback at number 7. I know the appeal of Aaron Rodgers for a lot of reasons, and Josh McDaniels may not have a lot of time to if he doesn't hit with this rookie quarterback, it's over. So he may be tempted to go with the veteran, but again, at what price? And his salary cap tag won't be cheap either.
So
and this team needs a lot of work on defense.
Right, absolutely. And then you have that monster contract that Rodgers has coming in. Now, Rodgers has hinted at before on the Pat McAfee show that he knows he's probably going to have to restructure and redo his deal in order to either help the Packers, help the future team, or whatever. So we'll see what that ends up looking like. Because otherwise,
he'll be high, though.
Well, I mean, you're talking like $59 million he's going to be owed next year. I mean, that's a ton of money. And if Brady would have come back, you know, he probably would have came back and played for what, $25 million a year, $30 million a year. And that's a bargain compared to what Rodgers is going to get paid here at the end of the day. And if you're trying to fill holes on defense, how are you going to do that taking that salary on?
And then you're probably going to have to give the franchise tag to Josh Jacobs at $10 million. And yeah, I mean, no easy road, you know, for this Aaron Rodgers thing in Las Vegas. But again, there is some appeal because it may be the best on-field option for 2023.
What is that fan base like in Vegas? Is it still a ton of Oakland people that are journeying over to watch that team play during the regular season? Or is that that Vegas fan base picked up now and have become a real NFL fan base?
No, it's interesting because the Raiders are a unique fan base. I'm talking to people with a unique fan base in Green Bay. But, you know, they've been in three different cities.
Right.
And they were, a glamour team in the 70s where a lot of the fans of – they're all spread out now, you know. So you go to different stadiums across the league, and there's a good amount of Raiders fans at those games. In Oakland, I would see maybe 5 to 10 at tops of the opposing team's jerseys, no matter who it was. The opposing teams just did not go to Oakland. In Las Vegas, it could be 50%, you know. And when the Packers go there next year, when the Vikings go there next year, it could be, 75%. There was, on New Year's Day in the 49ers, it was estimated 75% with Niner fans. And about 60% Kansas City the next week. And we've seen it with Chicago, and we've seen it with Philadelphia, and it's just on and on. Buffalo would be ridiculous. It's because it's a destination. It's a mini Super Bowl, When the schedule comes out and your team's going to Vegas, that's where you're going to want to go. That's going to be the road trip that year.
Yeah.
And, it's a problem. Mark Davis isn't happy about it. I think it was a very predictable problem because, it's Las Vegas. It's a brand new, beautiful stadium. And Oakland was a little intimidating for fans of the opposing team. There's none of that now. You go to a game in Las Vegas and it's just a completely different experience than in Oakland.
It's definitely not Philadelphia either. Okay, Bill, so you've covered the Packers, no owner. But Bob Harlan, who's the greatest guy on the face of the earth. You had the Denver Broncos you covered for a while. You've covered the Raiders. How does Mark Davis stack up of the owners or the Bob Harlans of the world that you've covered?
He's probably, he's just a very regular guy. He is who he is. You see him on TV, and, that's who he is. He's very unassuming. He wasn't... This was his dad's team all the way until his death in 2011. So when he took over, it was just, a major change for him because he wasn't that involved in it. And, I give him some credit for some things. He's not overly pushy. I think he lets people do their jobs. He's just if an NFL owner can be a regular guy, he's about as regular guy in that group.
So let me ask you this. Is he a guy that would push for them to go get Aaron Rodgers at any expense, or does he not meddle to that degree of a Jerry Jones or a Daniel Snyder?
I think there's certainly fan in him. I know he wanted Tom Brady 3 years ago, and I know he was upset when he went to the Super Bowl that next year and his team did not go to the playoffs. I know that for a fact. And he was going to want Brady again, and I would think he'd want Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and that's going to be the thing because, you talk about the Jets. Word is they're going to give up whatever they have to give up to get Aaron Rodgers if that's what it takes to get him. The crazy part about it is, according to these reports, that the Packers aren't going to move him in the NFC, which to me makes no sense because, like you pointed out, it's a year or two. Who cares? So he beats Jordan Love once or twice in 2 years, then he retires. And if you can get a bigger haul from an NFC team, why wouldn't you do it, Bill?
Yeah, exactly. I can see the division that goes for any player, right? But yeah, who cares where he goes? It's only going to be a short term. Just get the best deal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Follow Bill Williamson on Twitter. He's awesome. At Bill Williamson, NFL. Prediction time. Do you think they end up with Aaron Rodgers?
Right now, yeah, I do.
Oh, man.
Today prediction, yeah. It's just, like I said, I've been saying, there's no other better option. But again, I'd be really surprised if that price tag was super huge. I just don't know if they're going to get it,
I think he ends up staying in Green Bay and all of his boys come back again. That's how I think this goes. But
Yeah, maybe. And because then, again, you guys have next offseason too, right?
Right, absolutely. But that road in the AFC is just so tough. I mean, Jets, Raiders, whatever. It's just such a tough road in the AFC. In the NFC, it's Philly and everybody else. With San Francisco not having a quarterback, it's literally Philly and everybody else, and it's kind of wide open. And so from that perspective, even though the Packers have younger players on offense and so forth, I still think that might even give them an easier road to get back to a Super Bowl than trying to battle it out with all those behemoth-style quarterbacks over in the AFC.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, look at the division with Mahomes and Herbert, you know, and it's not going to be easy at all. And the Raiders are really far apart from the Chiefs last year.
Yeah, no doubt. Bill Williamson, again, follow him on Twitter at BWilliamsonNFL. Check out his site. It's good stuff. SilverAndBlackPride.com. His latest article up right now talking about Aaron Rodgers. Hasn't decided if he'll play yet. Make sure to check that out. Plus, he has some poll questions up on Derek Carr and so forth. I know there are a lot of Raider fans in this area, so I'm sure they'll enjoy this interview. Bill, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.